Looking for hidden hunger issues in your crops? Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Tissue sampling is a good way to understand current nutrient levels in your crops and see if they're experiencing any hidden hunger issues.
Where we're really pushing yields on soybeans, we really need to understand what are those little things that we can tweak, you know, to get that last 2 to 3 bushels out of those soybeans to really push for that top yield.
We'll have more with Kent Klingbeil of Iowa-based Landis Cooperative right after this. Tissue sampling of crops is not a new practice, but Kent Klingbeil, Director of Precision Ag for Iowa-based Landis Cooperative, says it has changed over the years.
When tissue sampling first came out, it was really to go after crops that looked kind of funny. So if they had a problem or issue, we generally use tissue sampling as a way to diagnose the issues in that. And it's kind of changed. Now we're really moving towards really watching those soybeans and understand where those nutrient deficiencies could be and really where we're pushing. And where tissue sampling really has seen a lot of growth is really those top yield guys. And so where we're really pushing yields on soybeans, we really need to understand what are those little things that we can tweak, you know, to get that last 2 to 3 bushels out of those soybeans to really push for that top yield.
So you're talking about in-season adjustments here?
You bet. And so there are a few things you can gather with information from tissue sampling. You can understand how your fertility plan worked, right? So you might have spread fertilizer in the fall or in the spring, and how's that fertility getting up into those plants? So maybe you applied a lot of potash and other products. Is that getting into those plants? And then maybe is there something that we can apply? Some of those little micros, you know, if you think about like boron and manganese, those products sometimes are applied better foliar than actually ground applied. And so calibrating maybe a foliar nutrient application, tissue sampling is great for that.
And even at this point in the season, I mean, you can still take some steps to help that plant?
You bet. I mean, if you think about soybeans, you know, I was in Rake, Iowa yesterday, and those soybeans are at R2, planted a little later. Where we have other soybeans, could be in R3, R4 stage across the state, they're really just starting their nutrient uptake. Soybeans are really just starting to get hungry now, right? So we're starting to set pods and fill those pods. And so it's a great time to really calibrate and maybe apply a little bit of foliar nutrition to kind of give them beans maybe the extra bump they need.
As far as the process of tissue sampling, how many times a year do you suggest that be done?
It kind of depends, right? So with corn, generally we have a few different times. So we would probably go out at V5, right? So we're doing a lot of ear set and things like that at V5. And we'll come back out maybe at a V10 right before tassel. And then maybe another time right now. So we kind of know what's feeding that ear leaf. With soybeans, we'll kind of maybe go early. And then as we approach these later stages, go now. Generally, it's about 3 times for soybeans in their life cycle for the season.
Kent Klingbeil of Ames, Iowa-based Landis Cooperative. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.